The title, great ending there. Title track to Brian May's new solo album in the chart. Does it sort of mark a crossroads in a way of being able to put the past behind you? It's been a difficult time the last few years.
Yeah,
and so now you do feel in a way you can get back to the light and be a bit more optimistic.
That's right. It really does help. It's like a sort of therapy thing, I suppose, and it does get all that stuff out of your body and onto a piece of plastic. Yeah, it's great for me. I'm very pleased, and I hope that I can kind of be more free to move on because of that.
What about the future, though, for you and Roger and John? Is it you still have to have regular meetings in a way, do you not?
Yeah, well, we like having meetings anyway. We all get on very well, you know, and it's complicated. There are certain things we can do. You know, there are a couple of tracks which Freddie sang on, which we can finish, and maybe there's enough for an album, I don't know. So when we feel like it, which is not yet really, I think we'll go and have a look at that. But as regards going on a stage, the three of us without Freddie, it's a much more sort of tricky area. I'm not quite sure. I mean, my instinctive feeling at the moment is that I wouldn't want to do it. But I guess, you know, things can feel different in later years. I don't know what will happen, you know. I was talking to Mike Rutherford the other day, and he said, well, we didn't think we could go on without Mr. Gabriel, you know. But it's not quite the same, you know. It's really not the same. Queen could never really have that spirit without Freddie.
Mm. What do you think Freddie would have wanted?
I think he would have wanted us to get up and get out and get on with life in a way, in whatever way we wanted to. That's definitely what I feel. And he actually said as much to me. You know, he heard some of my solo stuff and he said, get on with it, Brian, you know.
The tribute concert was a massive undertaking. And in a way, was it yourself that sort of began the process that ended up with that huge concert?
Or it was the three of us. Actually, Roger made most of the phone calls.
You've been whizzing around Europe doing on the promotional track.
I have. I've been having extreme death by promotion, yeah. So this is where they sit you in a room in Amsterdam or something and wheel people in and out. And they say, Brian, so how did you boys get together? And you go, oh.
Well, I'm really glad you asked me that because I've never told this story before.
Exactly. It's wonderful.
Up to three cities in one day sort of thing.
Yeah, we really went for it. Well, I figure once you devote a piece of your life to doing it, you might as well do it properly. So that's what we do here. It's actually quite nice for me because I've been kind of stuck away for 6 years, unable to tour, and you don't see much of the world. You know, you get used to, in the first part of our career, we did it all the time, and it's nice to get out and meet people and get a reaction.
Thanks for being with us.
Thank you.
Brian May. BBC Radio 1 FM at 4:30.